Whether it's dust or water issues, there seems to always be something the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to do that affects farming operations across our country. Ashley McDonald, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Deputy Environmental Counsel, in overall terms, looks at where things stand with the Obama administration at this point.
What we've kind of heard is, you know, there's really two schools of thought. And one is that in his second term, he is going to be more aggressive because he's a lame duck president and, you know, doesn't have to answer to the voters after the end of this 4 years. And will be more stringent on regulations. The other school of thought is that the president might take it a little more easy, you know, in his next 4 years and kind of come back towards the middle on some of these environmental regulations. You know, from what I've seen so far since November, you know, we have already seen a number of regulations come out and comment periods go by, and it seems like they're pretty much gearing up for quite a few more.
And thus, McDonald said the first scenario is most likely as to what we'll be looking at over the next 4 years.
We just really are going to see quite a few regulations, starting with a new CAFO rule that will come out in April, and to see what that looks like. I think the Clean Water Act regulations will just continue to pour out. You know, things have really turned positive in the state of Florida, but I think across the country we're really expecting them to push hard on the states to start developing these numeric nutrient criteria. So there's a lot of things that could come out and that the EPA, we think, is gearing up to get out.
She encourages cattle producers to let their elected officials know how these regulations affect their operations, as NCBA will continue to fight for the industry every day in our nation's capital. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.